Hey, pal, what's going on? Bob Dylan's new album. Hey, so yesterday we had kind of a scare with Zen.
I was at the swimming pool, and
he slipped a bit while he was leaning up against a pane of glass, you know, just a glass wall, and kind of conked his head as he slipped. And, you know, he was saving face. He was around some other kids in there and wanted to, you know, be kind of a tough guy. So he sat down, and I'd say about 10 seconds later, he starts going into this convulsion, into this, like, fainting spell, or this seizure spell. It was freaky, so I don't know what to do with situations like that. You know, being a new parent, I wasn't quite sure if we should have taken him to the hospital or we should just let him, you know, chill out, relax. But I was nervous after that because I thought he would go back into one of those convulsions. But anyways, I ended up taking him to the emergency room, and he got a mild concussion, and they wanted us to, you know, keep an eye on him and all that good stuff. But the bottom line is that I was in that emergency room, in that room, and it reminded me of the last time that I saw you alive, which was in basically an ICU room, in the emergency room, and seeing all those machines and everything, and it was hard. Weird how many waves of, you know, recognition and grieving and healing I'm going to go through in regards to you and your impact on me, and everybody's going to be doing that. You know, Anthony, Joanne, and Mom, we're all going to be in that same boat. And it's weird when I think about it, because I've realized what I'm doing to everybody that loves me and is in my life. And it's that reverberating circle. It's just a part of love. And I think that's the key. It's just, you go on in this life, you realize the only thing that really matters that should consume your brain is the love you give and get and all that other good stuff in a Beatles lyric. So anyways, last night was just weird. I was just thinking about you and smelling those sterile rooms and seeing all the equipment, and then it was weird seeing my 11-year-old sitting there putting a robe on, trying to figure out what's going on, going to get a CAT scan and all that good stuff. But it all comes out in the wash. I'm just so fucking glad that I got that last recording, and there are these things that I hear from you that I can feel comforted by and keep that spirit going. Anyway, took a half day. We got those healing half days that are very necessary in our lives, and all's good, man. Going into bang some shit around. All right, enjoy it over there on that other side.